Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In today's podcast, I want to introduce you to some beautiful but mostly forgotten music, the two cello concertos of Victor Herbert, and an excellent recording of these pieces with cello soloist Mark Kosauer and the Ulster Orchestra conducted by Joanne Folletta. You just heard the beginning of the first concerto with the orchestra getting things going. And here is where the cello joins in. Music by Victor Herbert. Victor August Herbert was born in Dublin, Ireland. His father died when he was still very young, and Herbert ended up moving to Stuttgart, Germany, when he was six because his mother married a German doctor. One of the benefits of the move was that Herbert got a fine education at the local gymnasium or public high school, and fortunately for his future audiences, that education included a good musical education. Although Herbert could play the piano and flute, his major instrument was the cello, and he was apparently an outstanding player. At one point, he even played the solo cello in Edward Strauss's orchestra in Vienna. In 1886, he and his opera singer wife moved to the United States, where they were both hired by the then relatively new Metropolitan Opera, which at that point was only 6 years old. His two cello concertos straddle this move to the United States. The first was written in 1884, and the second concerto in 1894. Here's a bit of the slow movement from the first concerto. Graceful writing for an instrument Herbert knew and loved. Victor Herbert was to spend the rest of his life in the United States, where he was enormously successful, in particular, as a composer of operettas that premiered on Broadway. All in all, he wrote two operas, 43 operettas, plus incidental music for about 10 plays, and that doesn't even get into his orchestral music, chamber music, and songs. He was also one of the founders, in 1912, of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, known today by the acronym ASCAP, one of the first and still most important organizations that protects the copyright for composers and publishers. Generations of American composers can thank Victor Herbert for the fact they get paid properly for their work. That alone would be a worthy legacy. But he wrote a lot of beautiful music as well. Here's a bit of the final movement of the Cello Concerto No. 1. The soloist again is Mark Kosauer, who is principal cellist with the Cleveland Orchestra. Lucky them. Thank you. Cellist Mark Kosauer became principal cellist of the Cleveland Orchestra in 2010. Before that, he held the same position with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra in Germany. Not surprisingly, orchestras and concert presenters all over the world now bring him in as a soloist. He also finds time to record, including another Naxos recording of the complete solo music of Argentinian composer Alberto Ginastera, another great recording that deserves a listen and probably one day its own podcast. But for now, we're firmly planted in the United States and the music of Victor Herbert. When Herbert wrote his second cello concerto, he was teaching at the National Conservatory in New York, where his boss was none other than the composer Antonin Dvorak. When Dvorak heard Herbert's new concerto, he was so inspired, he decided to write his own cello concerto, and as many of us know, what a winner that was. But here's a bit of the first movement of Herbert's second cello concerto, music that deserves to be less lost in the sands of time. Victor Herbert's music has figured in several generations of recorded music history. Between 1909 and 1911, Herbert made recordings of his music with his own Victor Herbert Orchestra. These were made on Edison cylinders, a very early sound recording medium. They're recordings on the RCA Victor label from the 20s and 30s, and no, the company is not named after him. Over the years, there have been a few recordings of a second cello concerto, but almost none of the first concerto. Then in 1976, a recording of his music with soprano Beverly Sills and Andre Kostolanitz conducting won a Grammy Award. And then, a couple of decades later, in the 1990s, Naxos started recording some of his orchestral works. And now Naxos is at it again with these two cello concertos. Thank you. That was cellist Mark Kosar with the Ulster Orchestra. The Ulster Orchestra was founded in 1966, which I guess means they're 50 years old this year. In the beginning, they were a smallish orchestra, just 37 players. Then in 1981, they were expanded to 55 players. In the 1980s, they also began touring, first around the British Isles, then on to continental Europe, and by the 1990s, they were touring the Far East and the United States. In 1979, the Ulster Orchestra made their first recording and have now made more than 60, including more than 20 recordings on Naxos. Of those recordings, six of them are with Joanne Folletta conducting. So this is an experienced team at work. Here they are from Ulster Hall in Belfast, Northern Ireland, with the final movement of Victor Herbert's Second Cello Concerto. You have been listening to cello concertos by Victor Herbert and performances by cellist Mark Kosauer, the Ulster Orchestra, all conducted by Joanne Folletta. Beautiful, tuneful music that's already found its way into my listening list quite a few times. It's available through all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573517. At the very end of this recording, we get to hear the orchestra by itself in Victor Herbert's Irish Rhapsody for Grand Orchestra. Music filled to the brim with the same optimism and melodic delight that attracted Broadway audiences to his music almost a century ago. Here's the very ending of the Irish Rhapsody. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.